here after Colorado's 2026 spring game. The Gold Squad wins 7-6. Got started with some fireworks, a beautiful pass from Julian Lewis to Danny Scudero for the Gold Squad. And then the black defense woke up from there.
Yeah, really that throw, I think that's what fans want to see from Julian Lewis, right? Is that type of pass. I mean, that was a beautiful pass, and great catch by Danny Scudero, but it was placed right in the breadbasket by Julian Lewis. And there wasn't a whole lot of firepower from the quarterbacks the rest of the day, but Brandon Marion told us the other day, it's going to be vanilla, so you go into these spring games knowing we're probably not going to see a whole lot. Now, when Shadur was here, he was going to throw out some fireworks no matter what, but, there wasn't a whole lot. It's hard to judge off this. It was nice to see a lot of these guys, and, Julian did a nice job, and you're right, some of those guys on that defense stepped up a little bit today.
Well, just a year ago, Julian Lewis admitted that he was nervous coming out here and didn't look very poised. Yeah. There weren't a ton of reps, so the 7-6 score is a little bit misleading.
Yeah.
I mean, they ran halftime through basically most of the third quarter, so there weren't a ton of possessions. I thought when he was out there, there was a poise with him. Now he's not live, and I asked Coach Prime about just the poise that he showed, and I think he's kind of hesitant to fully promote that quite yet, because, again, until live bullets are flying, it's hard to judge it.
Yeah, it is, and he did look good, but you're right. I mean, he knows going out, I can't get hit. And so you can relax a little bit more doing that. But he knew that last year, too, to your point, and looked a little rattled. And so I thought he looked better this time around. And it's an operation that's going to get better. I think, there's still – he and Isaac are still learning this new offense with Brandon Marion. So he's a second-year young player that's learning an offense for the second time in a row. So – or second year in a row. So I think there's still plenty of upside for Julian Lewis. I thought he looked okay today, and that one throw was really good.
I think Isaac Wilson wants to get tackled, just the way he runs out there. You saw some of that mobility today from him. He's got a motor to him, doesn't he?
Yeah, he sort of reminds you a little bit of Sam Neuer. Maybe not to that level. I think Sam liked to deliver hits,
And hurt old people. And,
yes, he liked to actually do that. Sam was awesome. But, Isaac might be the closest thing to that since then we've seen at quarterback. Because he goes out there. He also throws a good ball at times, too, as well. But he threw an interception late. It's an interesting competition going into the fall. I do think Julian's the guy, but Isaac Wilson's a capable backup or a capable guy if he's the guy. And so I think they got a solid 1-2 at quarterback. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I think it's a competition that you want to keep open because I think the further you push that, now you got to make a decision a couple weeks before the season.
Yeah.
The team needs to know who their guy is at a certain point. But, continue to put pressure on Julian Lewis. It's only going to be good for his development.
Yeah.
If he's not gift wrapped his job. Running back wise, I thought pretty much everybody flashed at least once today. I thought Damian Henderson maybe had the most impressive day from that group.
Yeah, he did. They actually had one possession where, and that was, you mentioned limited reps. One of them was each offense started from the own 1 yard line. And kind of the goal there is just get out. And so not necessarily score. They got out of it. And on that possession with Julian Lewis, it was Damian Henderson, and it was a big run up the middle. I think almost a 30-yard run got them to about the 40-yard line. So, yeah, I thought he looked really good. Who else? I thought DeKalen Taylor looked pretty good. I thought those two guys really stood out more than anybody else in the running back room. Micah Welch, he had a drop pass and maybe didn't look as good as the others, but we know what Micah can do. And so I'm not too worried about him. But I definitely thought those other two looked really good today.
Yeah, I thought, the offensive line, it's hard to really have firm impressions because they split up the teams.
Yeah.
So it's not necessarily the one group, two group, but it seemed like both teams had a pretty healthy O-line out there. So there is a good two deep.
Yeah, I thought so too. Like Julian was with Sean Kinney at center, who I think you and I both project as the backup center. Demetrius Hunter was with Isaac Wilson. You had different guys. I think Yaya was with that second team or with Isaac. It was a mixed match, but I thought they were solid lines. They did a decent job. I'm curious to see what that looks like when they get it all together, get their top five guys together.
Defensively, it was freshman Maurice Williams that gets the game-clinching interception
yeah.
for the Gold Squad. He's a name that's come up quite a few times during his first semester on campus here. They got a lot of experience in that room. I don't know if he's necessarily going to be playing a ton this year, but, man, his future looks really bright.
Yeah, it does look bright. I mean, he's one that, for those who have been watching well off throughout the spring, you remember that it was a couple of weeks ago after a practice, he made an interception, and Coach Prime turned to the camera and said, in 2 years, that guy's going to be a guy, you know. So which kind of tells you maybe he's not going to be there yet this year. But he makes plays like that, it's going to be hard to get him off the field. And so he definitely wants to see more. Coach Prime wants to see more from those corners. He talked about that today, and that out of 20-some passes or whatever, not really any pass breakups other than that one, and he wants to see more of that. So there's room there. That's what that tells me, is if Maurice Williams has a great summer and a great fall, there's maybe room to get some playing time there.
Tyler Martinez had a late sack. Santana Hopper flashed a little bit. Toby Anene off the edge, I thought, were a couple other guys that made some plays out there. Again, limited reps. Yeah. This wasn't a full football game.
Yeah, I thought Boo Carter made a couple of nice plays too. One was a really nice play, but was kind of wiped off because there was a penalty, I think, on the offense. But I thought Boo Carter looked good. Santana Hopper, to me, is clearly that best defensive lineman. I thought he looked really good. Toby Anene off the edge, you'll look pretty solid today too. So, there's some guys out there, but again, let's see it come together collectively.
Afterwards, Coach Prime said Elliot Arnold is the guy. There's no real debate there. Of course, they do have, you know, a kickoff specialist on the team as well. You know, we haven't seen enough of him. Yeah. But he's got leg strength. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, I think he had one that was 50 from 50 yards today. Now, he pushed it wide right. But, I mean, that would have been – if it was good, it would have been good from 60-plus. I mean, we have not – Buck Buchanan had that, but obviously Mata did not have that distance. He had the accuracy. So, Elliot Arnold – but I asked Coach Prime, I said, what's that competition? He said, there is no competition. Elliot Arnold's their guy. And so we'll see, you know, how he reacts to it as he gets into game situations and pressure situations. But clearly has the leg. He proved that today.
They didn't have the full special teams units out there, but Damon Greaves, of course, he's got to pin one pretty close to the goal line. He seems to do that pretty much every time he comes out here.
Yeah, those mates know how to do that. I remember talking to Mark Vassett about that 2 years ago, and he goes, we've practiced that. I mean, that's just what we do. He goes, it's kind of second nature to us to kind of, you know, angle those punts and pin them. And whatever they're doing down there, they do it well, because Mark Vassett was really good at it. I think Damon Graves might even be a little bit better at it than Mark Vassett was. I don't want to make Mark mad or anything, but they're both pretty good at it.
So there's no second transfer window, but everybody is in the same boat as far as that goes. So everybody kind of has their team for the most part together. So that's not an advantage you're gaining, which with us needing some good luck here, finally, health-wise for Coach Prime, is an offseason where he can really dive in and do the job. And we've seen a difference in him.
Yeah.
He had cancer a year ago. Yeah. Like, I think people are forgetting that a lot of the time.
Yeah.
He's going to be around this program a lot. He joked he's going to be fishing on his
Lake Prime and Lake Time.
Lake Time, which you got to get away for a little bit. I mean, every coach does. I think it's gonna matter.
Yeah, I do too. I think he recognized last year at the start. I think that, you know, his feeling to us was, look, I had capable coaches that kept things afloat during the summer. I think by the end of last year, there was definitely recognition that, like, me not being here was a big deal. So I don't think he's going to do that again. Clearly, you need time off. They're all going to take some time off. That's how he kind of recalibrates and resets, is going down and catching some bass and a turtle every now and then out of his ponds. And so that's going to be good for him. And I don't think this is a minor thing either. His daughter, Shelemai, is transferring to CSU Pueblo for her last year. So she's only gonna be a couple hours away. I think that's a big deal too, is that, you know, all of a sudden, the last year he had all of his kids here other than DeAndre, but he had that, you know, the other three, the three college kids, and they all left at the same time. I think that's a big deal too. He loves having his family around, his kids around. I think it might be a minor thing, but I think it's going to add to it. I think that's a big deal.
It wasn't as big a crowd as we've seen the previous 3 years under Coach Prime, even though today had the best weather. It got overcast, but I mean, it's been pleasant pretty much all day.
Yeah.
Aside from there was about a stretch of a half an hour where it was pretty windy, but it's been a beautiful day. Ralphie 7, first spring game run. She almost takes it down to the opponent's 20. Impressive.
That was impressive. That look, she was the one most looking like midseason form today as a Buffalo was Ralphie. She looked pretty good. Buff fans should be excited about this Ralphie. This Ralphie loves to run. And, you know, somebody said to me, like, man, if you, maybe it was you, that was like, hey, if you just let go of her, her leash, she probably would have loved to run all day and probably love that. So, yeah, she looks pretty good.
All right. Well, we're going to be back. We're going to be breaking down roster movements. There's never a dull moment around here. So we'll get some news eventually. But that's it for now with Colorado Spring Ball signing off from Folsom Field.
It's a multitude of things, but the main thing is you don't want to get anybody hurt. I think we got two strained MCLs or whatever today. I don't know if it's strain is the correct terminology, but they didn't tear, so we're going to be okay with that.
Good afternoon, Coach.
What's going on there?
After last year's spring game, Juju admitted that he was a little bit nervous going out there first time in Folsom Field. It looked like he was pretty poised out there today. What was your takeaway from?
He was a lot better, and I think that's very easily to obtain when you got Danny Scudero on your side. He's a dog, and having a comfort level with the playbook and the way Coach Marion communicates on the set, you got to understand that was the first time that all the coaches got opportunity to communicate. We did it in practice, you know, we did it in practice on Thursday, but to hear it. So down and distance, this and that, everybody playing their roles, you know, you got to be on your game. You got to be on point. And it was something to behold. You know, you guys got yelled at for sure. Not doing this job according to me, but it was good to hear. It was good to understand where we are.
Hey, Coach Lincoln Roach.
Lincoln Roach.
That red
why did you say that game, like with emphasis? You know, we had roaches growing up, so you know. I dropped 36 points one night with 4 roaches in my shoe. I took my shoe off after the game and like roaches fell out of that thing. And after I dropped like 36, they killed me. My teammates murdered me that night about you dropped 36 with 4 roaches in your shoe. So I didn't make fun of your name, but you said that like you had a round bad real quick. That's what's needed. You winning also helps increase that, but you know, people get tired of the same old at a certain point, and you want more. I think this world is conditioned that we want more, and things are so different in college football right now with kids moving and kids leaving, so it's no loyalty somewhat of kids staying, so it's hard for the fan base to get to know, you know, all these kids and to buy in and say, you know what, I'm going to support that. Hey, he's gone. You know, I'm going to support it. But they're gone. So I understand that wholeheartedly, but we have a tremendous fan base. We have a tremendous student body, and we still have a lot of people out there that's crazy about CU football. And I'm excited about that.